Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with HRDA? Let's go in-depth with Danny Schnotthorst and Mildred Chiok with HRDA. Danny, what's HRDA?
HRDA is a public transportation company. We serve seven counties surrounding Polk, so Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Madison, Marion, Story, and Warren counties. We're really big in Winterset, Knoxville, Pella, and Enola. It's a really great way for people to get around, and it's affordable for a lot of people, and if you know folks do need a little help with financial assistance, they can reach out to us as well, and we have donations come in all sorts of ways, so they can ride on like a donation basis or adopt a rider program, or we do have a volunteer program as well.
And I see your vans everywhere.
Yeah, we do have a lot, and we're out, you know, taking people to the grocery stores, taking people to the pharmacies, basically any place anybody needs to go, we're out there taking them to them.
And what's it cost?
It's $2.50 in town. So if you're just going from, you know, your home to the Enola Hy-Vee, it'll be $2.50. Otherwise, it's $5 in county. So if you're going from Indianola to Norwalk, and then trips to Des Moines for like medical appointments, that varies. And what I just tell people is just a call, and the communications team will be able to get you an accurate fare for that.
Okay, so is this just for people, let's just say seniors or people that need help because of medical reasons, or is it for all of us?
Nope, it's for everybody. We have folks take it to work. We have, you know, if someone needs to take their cat to the vet, we can do that as well, for anybody, for any reason. All of our vehicles are 100% ADA accessible, so we do have lifts. So if someone's in a wheelchair or just have trouble getting up the steps, we definitely can take them and use the lift as well.
And I read something you sent me that you're taking school kids too. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, we kind of stopped doing the school kid transportation just because we didn't have the drivers to do it. But now we're staffed back up, and so we're back open to doing that. So definitely call or email and get on the schedule as soon as you can, and make sure just to say, you know, we're doing school transportation, and we'll get you scheduled.
And why do people use it rather than school buses?
For one, it's more affordable. For two, it's really just, you know, for folks that live way out in the country, you know, we go out there and get them, you know, as a school bus might not. It's just also safer for a lot of kids. You know, if a child has like a learning disability or something of sorts, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, it's a lot easier for us to take those kind of kids.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about HRDA with Danny Schnotthorst and Mildred Chiok. And how is HRDA funded? You clearly aren't making much money off of hauling us around.
Nope. Actually, HRDA's funding, about 3% comes from the fare box. So just a pretty small portion of that. We're funded, you know, we seek grants. You know, we're funded by the federal and state government. But we do have a match, so whatever money we're getting in, we have to match a certain percentage of that. So we're seeking grants, any donation basis that folks provide, contracts like with the cities, stuff like that. Find money any way we can get it.
And so I presume there's people writing grants all the time.
Yep, we have some grant writers. My position is on a grant. Our volunteer coordinator, who you'll hear from in just a little bit, her position is funded by a grant. So we try to make the best use of public money and get it where we can get it.
And do you have enough drivers?
So right now we're just finally starting to get, so we're staffed at a decent level, but we're always hiring. So if someone's in need of a job, they could definitely reach out to us or go to our careers page on our website. And if folks want to volunteer, you'll hear a little bit from our volunteer coordinator here in a little bit, but we're always taking people. So if you or someone who needs a job, then definitely look that up.
And are there part-time jobs or all full-time jobs with benefits?
Yep, so there are part-time jobs. We do have some full-time opportunities as well.
With benefits?
Yep, so there's like, we have some IPERS, we have like dental vision insurance. It just depends on your position and your full-time versus part-time status.
How does it work? It's not a taxi. You've taught me that, and Mildred's taught me that. It's not a taxi. You have to schedule and make the appointments, right?
Yep. So you you give us a call. We're actually getting ready to launch a new service in the middle of September, where it's more on demand. So it'll work more. You know, you can call us and say, "Hey, I want to go to the grocery store in an hour," and our scheduling now will let us do that. That starts in the middle of September, so I'll be able to send you information, and it'll be out there on our website and social media and wherever we can let people know about that. So that's coming. But for now, it's just, you know, call us, give us a heads up, like about a 24-hour notice, and then we pick you up right at your door and take you right where you want to go.
And what if I'm at a doctor's appointment and I don't know that I'm going to be there for 20 minutes or 2 hours?
Yep, so we schedule you on a will call basis at that point, which basically means that it puts into our system, lets the drivers know that, hey, you know, someone has to pick you back up at some point. So then, like, the rider or the physician, like the office, will give us a call and let us know that they're ready to be picked up. You're ready.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about HRDA with Danny Schnothorst and Mildred Chiok. Well, there are a lot of people I know out in the rural communities that use it all of the time. I mean, like, I know one lady that likes to come to the, well, from Melcher, that likes to go to various libraries, and she's always taking HRDA.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, you know, so many people take it for different things. So that's what kind of makes my job interesting is, I'm always meeting new people who use HRDA for different things. So many people take us for life-saving treatments like dialysis. Some people, you know, just take HRDA when they don't want to scrape off their car in the wintertime. We've taken people to job interviews and all sorts of things.
Well, if I were going to a job interview and I didn't have my own car, I'd be worried about being late. Is that a concern?
It's just something you would let us know. So, for example, like if the job interview's at 9 o'clock, we might schedule you for 8:40 or so, dependent on, you know, where the job interview is at. So just something you let us know and we'll make sure to get you there on time. That goes with like doctor's appointments and stuff like that as well.
Well, and I wanna be sure to ask Mildred about volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, here. So I will pass you to our volunteer coordinator, Mildred, and you can learn more about that.
Hello.
Hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you tell us about some volunteer opportunities?
Yes. So we have two different volunteer programs. We have our volunteer driver program, which is in Boone, Dallas, and Warren County. So our volunteers can take people to medical appointments with that program. And then we have the retired and senior volunteer program in Madison and Marion County. With this program, we have volunteers who are 55 and older in a wide variety of opportunities. We can partner with local public agencies and nonprofits, and then those volunteers at the agencies we've partnered with receive the benefits from being a volunteer with our program. We also have our volunteer opportunities through HRDA with that program. so the medical transportation, and then we have food support, so this could be taking people to the grocery store, the food pantry, or it could also be cooking meals for people in their homes. And then we have our friendly neighbor program, which is providing social visits to people in their homes or getting them out into the community, for example, if they wanted to go to the library or church service.
These have to be people that are interested in conversation, interested in helping people, I would guess.
Yeah, our volunteers would be, yes.
And it's something that can be done one day a week, say, if somebody just wanted something different to do that was retired?
Yes. So our volunteer opportunities are all very flexible. We work with your schedule. We, for example, in Madison County, we have a volunteer who's still working. So I will follow up with her to see if she's available to provide transportation one day. And if she's not, she will just let me know.
What do the volunteers get out of this?
So our volunteers receive mileage reimbursement and supplemental and liability insurance while volunteering. We also have an annual recognition event. And then with volunteering, there's a lot of studies out there that show the longer you stay engaged with your community, the healthier and higher quality of life you'll live.
And there has to be some satisfaction out of just helping people.
Yes, we receive a lot of feedback from our volunteers about how much they enjoy interacting with our community members and providing support to them.
Do I ever have to worry if I'm a volunteer about getting somebody grumpy on the bus?
So our volunteers do drive their personal vehicles, first of all, but they also, if there's any concerns with a community member, the volunteer just has to let us know. Our top priority is their safety.
And so I have an old beat-up pickup truck. Is that good enough?
Yeah, as long as it functions and is safe to drive.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to meet some high standard like Uber or something.
No.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, anything else to share? Anything that I didn't know enough to ask? Anything else you'd like to tell people?
If anyone is interested in volunteering, they can go to our website, and we have an application on there they can fill out.
And do you enjoy working at HRDA, Mildred?
I do. I enjoy working here.
What do you enjoy about it?
I really enjoy connecting with the volunteers and the community members and being able to provide support to the community.
Thanks to Danny Schnotthorst and Mildred Chiok for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.